Hey, if you want to save more money, maybe you want to pay off debt, maybe you want to reduce financial stress in your life, I am very excited to announce the release of our spring workshop coming up on April 23rd. Now, in this free workshop, we're going to walk you through step-by-step on how we've been personally able to help thousands of people save and pay off tens of millions of dollars. And these are normal people making normal incomes just like you and I. So if they can do it, you can do it too. If you'd like to sign up, head over to debtfreedad.com, click on the green button at the top of the page, and I can't wait to see you at our spring workshop. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode number 158 of the Debt Free Dad podcast. Now, I have been fortunate to help a lot of people improve their finances, and the biggest excuse that keeps most people stuck is I don't have time to work on my finances. That's right. It's not income. It's not the amount of debt. It's just a lack of time and really a lack of commitment that keeps most people stuck. And that is really frustrating when we know how powerful this information is that we're sharing can really be in a lot of people's lives. And today we're going to be sharing how to make more time. How can you be more committed to your finances? And believe it or not, you don't have to spend hours and hours every single day on this stuff to have success. We're actually going to break this down, and you can actually only spend about maybe 10 or 15 minutes a day, believe it or not, just to stay on track and to really make some great progress. So we're going to share how on today's episode. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Debt-Free Dad podcast with Brad Nelson. Brad and his co-hosts experience the anxiety of living paycheck to paycheck before learning the fundamentals of financial security. They are now on a mission to empower regular people to pay off their debt for good and enjoy happier, less stressful lives. Keep listening for inspirational interviews, tips, tricks, and practical advice to gain financial freedom.
Everyone, how is everyone doing today? As always, you can find us on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search Brad Nelson, Debt-Free Dad. And welcome to today's show. Remember to get all the resources, show notes, and links for today's show. You can head over to our website at balancedcents.com/158 for this particular episode. That's balancedcents.com/158. And guys, I just got to mention about TikTok. Are all of you, Chris, I don't know if you're on TikTok, or Katie, I don't know if you're on TikTok, but I know Ryan and Amber just running the podcast, like we're cruising around on TikTok trying to figure things out. But have you guys seen the TikTok, and maybe you even seen this on Facebook Reels or Instagram Reels, but some of the recipes that they do? And have you guys seen the chicken lollipops with the drumsticks where they like cut kind of where the knuckle is, where the little part that you used to hang on to when you eat a drumstick, right? They cut that and they basically like shove all the meat down on one side and they make like a little... like a lollipop out of it. Have you guys seen that?
No.
You haven't seen this? Okay. So I made these on Sunday because I was
seen
like,
the old people dancing. That's it.
Yeah.
The old people dancing.
It's so much more than that, Chris.
It's so much more. Yeah. So I tried it on Sunday, and granted, I don't deep fry a lot of stuff. Like I think I can count on one hand how many times I've deep fried in the last 5 years. And I decided to deep fry them. They were actually really good. I was pretty impressed with them. So if you guys want to try it, just look up the chicken lollipop TikTok recipe. And
chicken lollipop.
It was really good. If you're looking for something different and something fun to make. Now, granted, they also did take a little while to make, which wasn't very convenient. But
I'm already out.
10 minutes or less. Come on.
Yeah.
Brad, I can imagine you going around the kitchen singing a version of the Wizard of Oz while you're making them.
Why would it be the Wizard of Oz?
I don't know, the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, not quite. All right, so today we are talking about the ever popular excuse of time, right? I don't have time to work on my finances. Let me ask you guys, because I think I've fallen for this. I mean, I think all the years I was broke, that was pretty much my excuse. I don't have time, didn't make it a priority, always had other things or better things to do. Would you guys agree that was a contributor to why you guys remained stuck and living paycheck to paycheck in a lot of ways?
Yeah, for sure. For me, I knew what I was saying. I mean, for me, and I still do this with certain things, when I say I don't have time, it's just my way of saying it's not important and I don't care.
Yeah.
So it's like, that really for me, it's like, I always knew I had the time, but I used that excuse because it's easy, right? I'm just busy. Especially when my kids were younger, I got kids and there's so much to do. We're running a soccer practice. I don't have time to work on this, but even still today, how much time are we wasting doing all sorts of different things?
Yeah. I had a business and I just want to bring this up. I had I was part of a mastermind group a couple years back, and Rhonda, if Rhonda ever listens to this podcast episode, I just want to make sure I give her credit for saying this, but she really kind of had a cool saying. She's like, as you go throughout your day, you need to look for pockets of time. Look for the little pockets of time, because those little pockets of time can make a huge difference. And it was the same thing for me. Like, it's easy to say I don't have time, but then it's amazing how many times I could fit in like 15 to 20 minutes of like scrolling on social media, right? Or watching Coco Melon with my daughter.
That's the thing, Brad.
What's that?
The thing is that people think you've got to spend, an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. And we go, I don't have that kind of time. And maybe that's the case. Although I argue you could find that time or build that time in if you wanted to. But it's the 10 minutes here, the 5 minutes there, the 20 minutes there, that if you do a little bit at a time, you can accomplish a lot in a lot of that downtime. Maybe while you're at the kids' practice, sit in the car, work on it. Or maybe while you're at work and at lunch, sit a few minutes and work at it. The time is there if you just look for those few minutes here, there, and yonder. I would like to think that most people who are listening to this podcast are listening to a personal finance podcast because they need some improvement in their financial life. And so they're seeking some kind of answers. And the big thing is you got to start off by making it a priority.
Yeah, that was my problem.
Imagine going to a concert, and you're at a concert and you get your mother calls and says that one of your kids are sick and you've got to come home. You're going to run home from the concert. Why? Because taking care of the kids is a bigger priority.
Right.
Well, your finances have to become a priority. And when you make it a priority, you'll find that time, that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes, that 15 minutes, and you can get so much accomplished. Now, can it take maybe a few hours a week the first few months you're doing it? Yes. But as you mentioned in your intro at the beginning, I probably spend maybe an hour a week on my finances,
right?
Because I've been doing it so long. I've automated so many things. You just kind of know how to do it, and it just sort of runs itself.
Yeah. Katie, you were saying that too. You were having a priority problem too, right?
It was more procrastination because I didn't want to address the problem. So I just kept putting it off and being like, okay, like when taxes come around, I know I have to do my taxes, but I don't want to do my taxes. So I will do anything else besides what I know I have to do. So that's kind of how it was with finances. But at the same time, when you're super broke, I spent a lot of time looking at my bank account to make sure, okay, just making sure this didn't clear yet, because I don't want to get an overdraft fee. So I'm hoping and praying that my paycheck deposits, and I was always like very on top of that because it was always playing that game of float the payment.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, once it became, I have to do this, I made the time.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I like that you bring that up, because I'd be willing to bet I probably spent more time worrying and stressing about my finances and what I would say working on my finances when I was broke than I do now, not living paycheck to paycheck. It's like, I think you just, because you have a plan, because you have things that are working, you have a process that's working, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. There's just, you don't have all that worry and stress and time dedicated to how are we going to figure out the next mess, right? A lot of that goes away when you got a plan. But would you guys agree though that, or disagree, one or the other, that maybe it's easy to use time as an excuse or what to do or say you don't have time, because a lot of people and myself included probably at one time was, I just didn't know what the heck to do to fix it. Where do I even start? It's easy to sit on here and say, because of where we are today, and say, well, it only takes, like you said, Chris, an hour a week. But would it have taken an hour a week, like you said, when you first started? And you said no, because you got to figure out, okay, what the heck is it that I'm supposed to do, right?
It's the how to, and that's the tough part. And that's what takes time, is building the habit, learning what works, what doesn't work. How I budget now, for example, is totally different than how I budgeted 5 years into the process. How I budgeted 5 years in the process was different as how I budgeted 2 years into the process. And how I budgeted 2 years in the process was different than how I budgeted the very first time.
Right.
I got better at it. And the more I did it, the more I could trim some time off and simplify things. But yes, you're right. I think a lot of people, the excuse is not really that they don't have time. It's that I don't want to deal with it, or I don't know how. That's probably,
see, and I knew how. I was like, I know how to do this. I knew what the snowball was long before I met Brad. But I just
what?
Didn't do
wait,
it.
What? What are you talking about?
Really?
I made that.
So it was
the accountability. Oh yeah, it was totally exactly. The accountability that came with, you know, doing Brad's program and going through the motions, and it was that accountability, knowing someone was kind of there over my shoulder every single week.
So for me, it was not a matter of time. It was not a matter of how to. It was a matter of sticking with it for a while. That was always the problem that I had. I would get some traction going. And we talked about this in the first episode, you know, a couple of weeks ago about setting New Year's resolutions. I'd always start the year off, we're going to do better with my finances. And it was, you know, 6 weeks into it, stop doing it. Even though I knew it was working, even though it was helping, it was a matter of continuing to do it that I needed to learn.
Well, and I mean, if time is the issue, though, what are you spending your time on? Because I can tell you right now, I spend easily 2 to 3 hours a day, either on TV or TV and social media while I'm sitting in there watching TV. I'm playing with my phone. So there's probably time for almost everybody.
So it's almost like you should do a time inventory. Spend a couple of days tracking what you do with your time. Just like Brad, we talk about getting your credit card bills out, your bank statements out, and trying to figure out where you've been spending money. You probably have to do the same thing when it comes to your time. And it won't take long to realize the time is there.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely. But it's like writing down your diet, though. Like, do I really want to write down 3 cookies? Probably not. So you'll probably stop watching as much TV. Maybe I won't watch this next episode.
Right.
Writing it down can be a really good key.
And sometimes for me, I have a little bit of ADHD, I'm realizing. And sometimes I just have to set a timer for 10 minutes and just do whatever I have to do for 10 minutes because my brain can only handle it for that long. And then I have to go and do something completely different, kind of as like my reward or my break from, okay, I got it done.
I like the timer. I love the idea of having a timer. And I also love the idea of, you know, is just getting started with it. You know, once you kind of have an understanding of what it is, I tend to find, and I don't know, maybe you guys will agree or disagree, but I tend to find that if I start doing something that I don't want to do, and if I start working on it within the first few minutes, I'm going to work on it longer than just a few minutes, right? It's just starting is sometimes the hardest part. It's like working out. It's like forcing myself. It's amazing how much I will, it's crazy how much time I spend talking myself out of working out. Isn't that crazy? How much time you spend talking yourself out of the stuff that you should be doing. If you just went and did it, how much emotional energy and time you'd have back for the rest of your day to focus on other things. It is so weird how we spend that much time talking ourselves out of the things that we should be doing. But, you know, like you said, Katie, setting a timer and then just really just getting started. Because once you get started, you're more willing to kind of keep going through it, at least for a little while.
It's the momentum. Once you are in motion, you'll stay in motion.
But guys,
I was a science major by any means.
My question for you guys is why? Why should we do this? You know, what's the reason behind it? Like a lot of people might say, well, I don't spend time on it because I just don't, why should I? Like I'm broke. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Well, I mean, it's not getting any better. You know, would you guys agree? It's not just spending time on it, but it's also finding the reason why you want to spend some time on it too.
Yeah, I mean, for us, this was 100%, like, this was our motivation. And we had tried for a long time, you know, we all, in a lot of ways, it's like, we all know we shouldn't overspend. We shouldn't do the things we do when it comes to money, but we do them anyway. And for us, the why, it just, we got very clear. And this kind of goes back to that time, because I think a lot of times we think that the time is like, we're just going to start paying off debt. But there is a lot of upfront time spent in like getting with your partner, who it might be, and getting on the same page and really kind of discussing things. So it is not just a matter of like, we just tomorrow we wake up and go to the gym. It's not that way with money. It is a little bit more time consuming, but having that why for us and really getting on the same page with our long-term goals. What are we trying to accomplish? What do we want for our kids, our lives, our futures, our retirement, getting very clear on that. Once we had that, it became easier to then have discussions about things, because I still spend stupid money on stupid stuff. And my wife thinks it's dumb. And back then it was, if we weren't on the same page, those are the things that cause money fights and be like, this is a waste of time. Right? Because you're not on the same page with what you're trying to do. But once we were on that same page, it just made things easier. And just like, kind of like what you said, Chris, it took less time then. The upfront time, it did take more time. But then as we got on the same page, we weren't having those longer discussions or having those, you know, fights about money or why did you buy this? Because we were on the same page about what we were doing.
I know, going back to kind of last week's New Year's resolutions and sticking to them, I would write down every year, get out of debt, be debt free. But I didn't have a plan to go along with that. It was just a dream, not a goal, because I had no idea how I was going to do that. It's just, okay, yeah, that would be great. I would love to do that. And then once you get into Roots or Your Life Without Payments and you give us a plan, it's like, oh, okay. Like that one Facebook meme that says, if you take all the receipts out of your purse and put them in a pile, you have a little tiny book that shows you where all your money went.
So the big thing I think first is, I agree. I think having some sort of a time log would be good. You know, if you're one of these individuals who's always using time as an excuse, which we all do, about where you're spending your time. And like Katie brought up, having a process that you can follow. That's obviously what we do here at Debt Free Dad and with our membership site, Roots Personal Finance. And if you're not quite ready for that, we have our Life Without Payments workshop, which is on our website. It's free for you to take. You can also go through the 150 plus episodes that we have here on the podcast to get started with some of the stuff that we're talking about. So having a process. But what would be some other things that you guys would suggest that have really helped you guys kind of overcome this excuse of not having time and being more committed to this, do you think?
Well, I would say, You're not going to do it perfectly. And you've got to get this out of your mind that even if you have a plan and even if you have a how-to and you sit down and you put things on paper, things aren't going to go according to plan. You got to know that up front and you got to just embrace that. Now, I think a lot of times if people just know that every one of us here, we've never had a budget go perfect, right? Particularly early on. We've never had, you know, paying off the debt go perfectly the way we wanted it to. It took either a little longer and sometimes a little less. That you just have to kind of go with the flow, that failure is okay. It's okay. You just got to keep going, keep moving forward. And over time, you'll gain more confidence. You'll get a clearer vision of your why that we talked about. And that's when things really get fun, because now, anytime you're armed with confidence, there's no limit to what you can accomplish.
And I think you need to realize that you don't have to change everything all at once. Like it's like, you don't go 0 to 60. It's just, you start one little step at a time and take your time and go slow, change some behaviors, go slow at the process. It doesn't have to be overnight.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. Yeah. It's the small steps. I think that's a great point. I think there's a lot of talk out there, you know, where it's like, you got to go all in 100%, you know, get rid of everything you own, you know, make everyone afraid that you're going to sell them. I'm not saying that can't work.
Are you talking about someone?
Like, I'm not talking about anybody. Like Dave Ramsey. I'm just saying there's just some people in. And again, I'm not saying that if that works for you, if that is your way and it works for you, I'm 100%. I mean, I'm 100% all for that if that works for you. But I just think that is very. It's kind of like a diet or anything out there. If you just say all in 100% tomorrow morning when you wake up, man, just most people aren't, it's hard to do that. If you train yourself, that just kind of like what you said, 10 to 15 minutes a day, I mean, that's 91 hours in a year that you're spending on your finances. If you just keep doing that, eventually you will. I mean, at the beginning, I was like, I'm not giving up certain things. And as we got into it, then I was willing to give those things up because I was seeing traction. I was seeing momentum. Where if you told me I could never do that at the beginning, it would be like, I might last a month or two and I'm off the wagon. Like, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's so that's my take on it. The other thing I would say too is a great book if anybody's looking for something is Brian Tracy, Eat That Frog, when it comes to time. And it really, it's just, you know, I use that with my kids all the time. Just eat the frog. Just do the thing you don't want to do and just get it done. Because if it's done, you don't have to worry about it the rest of the day. Like yep. you said, Brad, you just spend all this time worrying about it. Just do it. There's things at work I hate doing. There's certain activities at work I hate doing. It's just like, just eat the frog. Get in the morning, just get it done. So I don't have to think about it the rest of the week. Because otherwise it's just, you just sit there and you just procrastinate. You push it off, push it off, push it off.
Yeah. Well, I think that's part of eating the frog too is setting the expectation that it's not going to be fun. Like, you know, I think sometimes it can be exciting at first. Like, you know, you're energized, you're motivated, right? This is going to be great. Right. And that might last for a few weeks or a few months, but after a while, and I tell my Roots members this, like, there's going to be days when you're going to be here and you're going to be like, the last person I want to hear is Brad, right? The last thing I want to hear is the name Roots. The last thing I want to hear, you know, because you just, you can tend to get burned out. You lose motivation, but just understand that that's normal. And most days you're not going to feel like doing it and spending time on it. That's normal. I think the practice that you have to get used to is just doing it anyways. And if you can push through that, it's like you said, Chris, the confidence that you can build, the progress that you can make is pretty darn impressive. Now, Ryan, we asked our Life Without Payments group, can you jump on there real quick? Because I had asked them, and I'm just interested before we kind of end and go into our commercial, what are they wasting their time on? I'm just curious. I asked them.
Yeah, so primarily, number one, and we've already kind of touched on it, is social media.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So
There's a spot on your phone that tells you exactly how much time you spent on social media. Some days it's pretty high.
Yeah.
Facebook now tells you, you've been here a while, you need to take a break. And I'm like, shut up, Facebook.
So yeah, social media, kids, total.
Those darn kids.
You know, getting in the way.
That was my post. Social media, the social media trap, and picking up after my kids. I feel like that's all I ever do.
Other things too are just our general hobbies. And these are not necessarily like, I don't consider the hobbies like waste of time, but people said reading. But there are things like there's hobbies that I have that I could easily just kind of let myself get sucked into. And, you know, I could spend, you know, 2-3 hours doing something. Where if I just spent 15 or 20 minutes less, I can make time for that money thing.
Yeah.
So, but those are really the big things that we've seen in that list, from people.
I would say you also have to be willing to put in the work. If you sign up for the program, if you sign up for the workshop and then you're like, oh yeah, this is great. And then you never do anything with it. Like, what was the point? That was wasting time if you sat through it and didn't put it into practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question. I mean, whether you do it on your own or you do it with the help of a program like we have here, I mean, the commitment's got to be there or you're really not going to get very far. But I mean, at the end of the day though, guys, if you're listening to this, I mean, this is by far, I mean, Amber, she is my team member. She takes my email. She takes emails. She answers questions. Like, she sees the same stuff I'm seeing. And over the last 6+ years that we've been running this program, time is the number one excuse on what keeps most people stuck and broke. It's not the amount of money they make. It's not the amount of debt that they have. And we've seen people in really bad situations overcome them with a lot of hard work. So if you're here and you're just feeling hopeless, like, if you can overcome this whole time excuse, the sky is the limit on the progress that you can really make.
And it's as easy as getting up 15 minutes early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we're talking 10 to 15 minutes. If you're like, I don't have 15 minutes, do 10 minutes. If you don't have 10 minutes, do 5 minutes to start with. And you'll just be amazed if you just start spending that dedicated time just to do something. But to say you don't have time and then do nothing about it, like, everybody can wake up a few minutes early.
So the totally awesome Debt Freedom Planner is helping so many people make consistent progress with their finances. Whether that be building emergency funds, paying down bills, budgeting, tracking paydays, saving up for larger purchases, goal planning, and planning for those irregular yearly expenses that always seem to catch you by surprise. Now, the Debt Freedom Planner will help you take the stress out of managing your money. And if the thought is running through your mind, hey, I just need to have a simple tool to get my finances together, this planner is perfect for you. Head over to therealdebtfreedad.com, click on the Debt Freedom Planner in the menu at the top of the page, and order your Debt Freedom Planner today.
Let's talk about your money. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things that make me. Let's talk about debt. Let's talk about debt.
I love that.
I can't help but dance from that song.
If you are listening to this and you've been listening to our show for a while, let us know what you think. Send us over an email at brad@therealdebtfreedad.com. I'd love to hear your feedback on some of our new music and some of our new celebration music we got. We'd be interested to hear your feedback. But today in celebrations, we are kicking it off with Amber, and Amber's going to...
Yeah, Terry Manley Camputaro. I'm still fine tuning my January budget. I also worked on Roots 15 every day. I think my big win this week was not receiving a ton of credit card bills from Christmas overspending. We paid cash for everything, and it feels so freeing not to have to worry about all those bills coming in.
Yeah, that is awesome. What a great feeling for you, Terry. Congratulations on all that hard work. Lynn Vu hit $2,000. And by the way, Lynn is from Australia, Roots member in Australia, joined a few months ago, and they are crushing it, by the way. I love what the action that they're taking in. Check out what they just achieved. Hit $2,000 in our emergency fund and paid off the first and smallest debt on their debt snowball list already. So congratulations to you and your family, Lynn. That's awesome.
Woo-hoo.
And this is Melissa Story. I hope I'm pronouncing the name right. S-T-E-U-R-Y. You know who you are. She sat down with her husband last night and talked about their financial goals to pay off the credit cards. She started a second job this week with the goal of using that money to pay off some debt. And her favorite part is that she was lucky enough to grab the second job. It's going to be tiring, but worth it.
Heck yeah. Sacrifice goes a long way, right? It's awesome.
Sandy Kurtz Jarrett says, I looked at my budget and I was able to increase my giving category. I had been wanting to for a while, and I'm so happy to finally get there. Way to go, Sandy.
Yeah, that's awesome, Sandy. Congratulations.
And Mandy Johnson, I paid for my gym membership with cash, saved myself over $400 by paying annually instead of biweekly.
Yeah, that is awesome. Another valuable thing, or another example, I should say, of the value of sinking funds and saving. And paying cash, saving, it saves you money every single time. That's awesome, Mandy. Congratulations. And congratulations to all of you guys who are working so hard at getting yourselves out of debt. And as we always talk about, if you're just getting started with our podcast, or maybe you've been listening for some time, or maybe today's podcast said, hey, I need to stop using the excuse, I don't have time, you can get started on the road to financial freedom by visiting our website at balancesense.com and sign up for our free Life Without Payments workshop, where we're going to show you the first steps that have helped all of us and tens of thousands of others kick financial stress and worry for good.
Thanks for listening to the Debt Free Dad Podcast. Connect with us on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Brad Nelson Debt Free Dad. If you found value in today's episode, please leave a rating and review. We so appreciate it. For resources, show notes, and links mentioned in today's show, visit balancedsense.com. That's balancedsense.com. Catch you next week.